For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Football's back. We finally reached this point, JP, where earlier in the week we talked about the idea that as soon as Labor Day ends, football's back, and I didn't feel it. Today I felt it. Like thinking about tonight's game, Chiefs-Ravens, thinking about being, you know, one day quicker and one day closer to the Browns game. Like I think I caught the football, the vibes today, and I'm right into football today. I'm all in.
I've got great football vibes today. I think it'll feel a little fugazi. It won't feel real until we actually get to Sunday with the Browns.
No, I think that's definitely a part of it. You know what though? Kickoff, man. The second and here's the thing: the NFL's so smart about what they do in this game on the Thursday night football game, that putting the rematch of the AFC title game, which is still ripe in the minds of Ravens fans, and I think anybody that dislikes the Ravens or anybody that hates the Chiefs, it's the perfect like beginner game for the NFL season. You couldn't script this better.
I mean, it's two heavyweights. The problem, though, is that if the Ravens end up beating the Chiefs, then we're just going to – or excuse me, the Chiefs end up beating the Ravens, then we're just going to have to sit there and be like, oh, guess we got 17 more weeks of watching the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes be, I don't know, the best team on planet Earth. Like, there's a downside to this. There was a downside to putting the Chiefs number one up against the Ravens the way that they did it.
I hear no downside. I mean, at this point, building them into Drago – because that's the Chiefs are not Rocky.
It's what Ravens fans have done for themselves here, though.
In 2019, the Chiefs were Rocky. 4 years later, 5 years later, and math is hard for me, 5, 6 years later, however long it's been since 2019, they're Drago. They are the unstoppable force. Mahomes is the quarterback version of Drago. You think you've knocked him on his ass, and then with 12 seconds left, he makes a miracle play to upend the Bills and then go win a damn Super Bowl. Like that's how I view all of this, is it's like, This is the coronation or the culmination, however you want, one of those C words.
all the C words.
Of what has been building now for like 5 years. I think this is the year where everybody just mother bleeps the Chiefs. So the better the Chiefs are early, I think the more intrigue it adds for the idea of a three-peat and trying to build the underdogs and who's going to unseat them.
I don't know that the NFL fan is interested in a three-peat. I think we love parody. I think we love the idea that Mahomes could potentially go into a Tom Brady 10-year drought without winning a Super Bowl. And I think we're rooting for that. I don't think we want to see domination stationed by Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, no, but we do want – so the idea is that we build the Chiefs up so much so that when they fall, that the fall seems from the furthest heights. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I get it. I also think that...
you're not rooting for the...
I can't pick a side right now. And we're going to get into the game a little bit later on. I played with over-under totals. I'm kind of in on the under tonight. Mm-hmm. I've had a million different thoughts on this game. I can't figure it out because this game matters so much more for the Ravens than it does the Chiefs.
I can see why you think that.
That's a polite way of saying I disagree 100%.
It is.
I can see why you think that.
We're inching in to Baron Penguin here.
This is
nice, though. We're not hurtling into
it. What's our over-under on Donnybrook's today?
I would set it at 2.5.
Okay, good. That's a good number. Yeah. If we're close to that, I'll feel decent about it.
But no, I mean, I think...
Hoping the under hits.
I do think it's big for both teams. Like, I can understand if the Ravens feel like the underdogs, though. If they feel like this is that
important. Why is this big for the Chiefs? If the Chiefs lose, they'll just tell you how they lost to the Raiders on Christmas Day, how they lost Sunday Night Football to Jordan Love and the Packers, and the regular season, it is what it is.
That's because it has tie-breaking implications. Like, these are two of the teams people expect to be battling for the number one seed in the AFC. I think that's...
Chiefs were a 3 seed last year. They weren't a favorite in any playoff game that they entered.
Like, do you think they care about seeding anymore? Because I would.
Last year, Mahomes had the fewest amount of wins he's ever had in a season with, in his NFL career. He had the lowest passer rating he's ever had and the most amount of interceptions. I'm building up a theory that the Chiefs last season showed you they don't care as much about regular season football as maybe we want them to.
I always like theories, whether you have them or not. Anthony Lima, what up? But with what you're saying, yes, hypothetically, I'm sure the Chiefs have hubris that is an all-time high. There's a lot of things that I can do reasonably well. If you can make it 10% easier, I'll take the 10% easier.
I mean, they opted to make the 10% easier when the postseason came, I think was their choice. Can we be 100%? Can we be at our best when the postseason comes? That's what they were playing for last year in my mind.
No.
Now, on the Ravens side of things, Ravens, it's a different story. If the Ravens lose tonight against the Chiefs, they'll come back
season
from it.
Over?
They'll come back from it because it's Harbaugh and it's Lamar and you got 16 other games to come back from it. But that is defeating. Knowing that you got a team that just has your number and that's all you got.
I do. There's a part of me that does think this is the perfect game for the Ravens to win because the stakes have never been lower. Because it's week one. Like,
you think no one's just going to care? And just be like, you lost the Chiefs, water is wet, this is what you do?
You're incapable of talking crap about this game if you're the Ravens if you win it. Because if you win it, the rebuttal is who won the Super Bowl last year and who beat you in your own house to get to the Super Bowl that you won. This game has,
for sure.
You can't, even maybe in the psyche of Ravens fans, this game is important from that side. But to the Ravens themselves, they realize they're not going to be made whole until they beat them booty cheeks in the playoffs.
No, that had to be as dispiriting as it gets when you're a Ravens fan last year.
Hate to say it.
And you watch that AFC title game where the best pass Lamar threw in the entire game was a completion to himself. And you think afterwards, oh, it doesn't matter. We're just living in the generation of Patrick Mahomes, potentially the greatest quarterback of all time when it's all said and done. That's an awful way to live as a fan base.
And here's the thing. You and I get to live in this narrow margin of the Browns are not seen as a threat to Mahomes yet. So I can enjoy that Mahomes has terrorized the rest of the AFC
for sure
the last several years because the Browns have been their, I don't want to say their own worst enemy, but they fought their own battles. So, like, if you lose in the playoffs or you have to face Mahomes in the playoffs after facing him, I think, in week 15 this year, we're going to hate him. And we're going to hate him the way we've never hated anybody before because now all of a sudden we've got skin in the game. Right now, no skin in the game.
I do like
beat
the unknown
the Ravens'
of it all.
Ass.
No, that's a great point by you, though, because I love the unknown of it all, though. I love the idea that, like the Bengals up against Patrick Mahomes, they got Burrowhead. They can convince themselves that they have Mahomes' number. They beat him. Only time Mahomes has ever lost in an AFC title game when Tom Brady was not involved is that instance right there. Like, I don't know. If you're Josh Allen, you're the Bills. You think about things the way the Ravens potentially think about things with Patrick Mahomes. Like, there's two different sides here with the Browns. We're just in Mahomes limbo right now.
Yeah.
We have no idea what would happen Patrick Mahomes versus Deshaun Watson right now. And I think that's a good thing for the Browns.
I'm not trying to be a Dolan family member here, but enjoy it.
That was exactly being a Dolan family member.
Because from now on, this might be the last time you can just watch the Chiefs without, and I know what happened in 2020. Guys, That has lost its luster. It's a different team. It's your quarterback's different. It's just different. That seed never germinated, that potential rivalry there between Baker and Mahomes and
never
everything.
Spencer germinated.
It's the germinator. But I do think, like, it's a matter of time. So, like, you, I fundamentally agree with you that I do think that the Chiefs have become good enough that now it's time to hate them. That's how most fans think. I'm not there yet. Because I am. Like, there's a part of me that's like, people have lived on this earth for 60 damn years, and we've never seen three straight Super Bowls in a row. There is a part of me that I am rooting for history. Number one is Browns can win the damn Super Bowl. I'd like that, please, yes, because no, we haven't seen the Browns in a Super Bowl ever. The second best thing, as long as it's not you losing to the Chiefs on the way, is the Chiefs getting a three-peat simply because it's almost like they become an underdog because now everyone's going to be rooting against them.
Isn't everybody already rooting against them?
Well, yeah, but I think that's what this last year was, because they became undisputable. They should not have won last year. You mentioned didn't have home field advantage. They were the three seed,
underdog in the Dolphins game, underdog in the Bills game, underdog in the Ravens game, and then the Super Bowl.
Well, and so not just the
Mahomes
underdog
just kept
stuff,
rewriting that stuff.
Who the hell was he throwing to? None of those guys are back. Like, they had to completely and wholly overhaul outside of Rashee Rice. Who's
I was gonna
got
say it's Rice
thing.
And it's Kelsey, but yeah, I get your point.
But like from the wideout standpoint,
how about Rashee Rice being on the field tonight?
Oh, okay. Good luck with that.
Yeah,
yeah. Which I do think, like, this is the problem with the NFL's conduct policy. Is I think it becomes very easy to get into the whataboutism of Rashee Rice being on the field tonight and Mike Hall Jr. being on the commissioner's list. And I'm not trying to make a case for Mike Hall Jr. That's not, I'm saying the opposite.
It's a different story for a different time, though. I think the main point is that I don't feel like the Browns are drawing dead against the Chiefs. If the Chiefs beat the Ravens tonight, there's a how do you as a Baltimore fan feel anything but like you're drawing dead consistently?
I think, but I do think this is where we tie in the Browns thing, because I want to get to the Ken Dorsey.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Thing we were going to lead with, but we kind of led here.
You got talking football.
I got excited. We both, Bear and Penguin, get excited. That's what we do.
Bear and Giraffe get real excited.
Don't think Giraffe. I think Giraffe's
8 years
step
in. I'm going to rewrite our tag team.
Well,
here.
Can you not rewrite it better? Like, no. Giraffe is in the wrong direction.
No, I need an animal. What animal if I'm an animal?
No one's ever wanted to be a giraffe. No offense to giraffes. All right. But no one's ever
We went to the Cleveland Zoo a couple weekends ago. That's the one animal you can feed like lettuce to, and they come on over, and they just seem, I mean, they're very tall and intimidating creatures. The giraffes had big lines, is what I'll say.
If you made
big
giraffes,
lines for the giraffes.
If you made giraffes 7 feet tall, none of us would be intimidated by giraffes. Well, the only thing intimidating
not.
Is the fact they're like 15 to 20 feet tall. Now, getting back to this, I do think there's going to be a fair amount of Browns fans watching this game tonight. And if the Ravens lose, say, see, it's our division. Like, I actually think the Ravens losing today is good for the psyche of Cleveland, because it'll feel like a break to some people. Because one, bleep Baltimore. And two, okay, that's supposed to be the boogeyman, and they couldn't beat Mahomes playing them twice in a row, even if it was separated by 9 months.
I also think that the idea that we don't know what the Browns would be against Mahomes is, there's something, easing about that maybe. There's something, I like that thought process. I like that better than the idea that the Ravens got better while losing a bunch of pieces last year.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, after winning 13 games last year, have a chance to replicate that.
Okay. Is this a hot take to say I think the Browns actually match up well against Mahomes? So my point, nobody matches well up against Mahomes because the guy is magic. Like he floats on air. Like the man is ridiculously talented and can beat you no matter what the score and circumstance is. But the teams that we've seen slow him down have been the teams that can rush with four and can drop seven in coverage and disguise coverage and have veteran defensive coordinators. From that side of things, you do have that. Obviously, you would need Deshaun and the offense to kind of carry their water, but from the defensive matchup, Myles Garrett versus Pat Mahomes could be a wild card type matchup.
You'll get pressure on him, especially since they have some rookies on that offensive line, by the way, but you get pressure on him. You have a Pro Bowler at three levels of the defense, so you can take on, if it's Rashee Rice versus Denzel Ward, okay, good luck. You know what I mean?
But not if it's Rashee Rice versus the law.
Yeah, that's still undefeated.
Sorry about that.
And then J.O.K. can do what he does against Lamar, against Patrick Mahomes, where he just spies him and then takes care of business. You can't do as much improvisation as what you normally would be able to do. And so, yeah, I think they match up very well defensively against Mahomes.
The people that hate me are going to be like, Nick just said they beat Pat Mahomes and they guaranteed a win on December 15th. Not what I said, but enjoy it. I'm going to go Dolan again.
If that was your
there.
Take, then enjoy it.
But
yeah.
No, I mean, I think, and by the way, I do think it's just basic math. If they lose tonight and you get the win, even though one's an AFC matchup out of division and the other's an NFC matchup, it's basic math. You have a leg up on them. And so one of the big ideas on making hay is the Ravens have not consistently come out of the gates storming every single year. They've had some years where they've done the find themselves in November kind of bit. So one of the I think we always talk about, well, you got to make hay early in the season, and sometimes that's true and sometimes it's not true. But I do think just the psychological advantage of if you're 1-0 at the end of this weekend and they're 0-1, it makes them feel a little bit more human, a little bit more gettable.
Well, and I think the idea that they were so dominant last year in winning as many games as they did and beating, what was it, teams with a 500 record or above. I mean, they crushed the 49ers. They deep-pants the Lions. Like, all the really good teams they took on, they absolutely just destroyed. And so I think there is something to the idea that regular season Lamar seems about as dominant as you can find. And if the Chiefs take care of business, maybe it pierces that as well.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.